So time is 7:58 to return.
Returning from closed session with nothing to report.
Thank you.
I smell vape or cigar.
Probably both.
Oh, that's right. We got a whole bunch of suckers around.
Uh-huh.
I didn't suck on nothing.
Cigarettes don't smoke.
Yeah, I hate to say what you are.
Cigarettes smoke. Sustainable Groundwater Act, Mr. Louie.
I think there will be another item and new business, and we can discuss it at that time.
Okay.
There's a resolution that you need to, the board needs to review and pass.
All right. Next item is somebody wants to spend my money. So, who's going to make the argument? You or them?
I have one of the three field crew worker couldn't be here because he had a previous commitment, but I'll just turn the district's water operator to deal with y'all.
I'm going to perceive this is all in good joking. You're the reserved one and you're going to be the pit bull.
Yes, we've kind of figured out where we stand on this, so we're going
to come on up to the mic and
come on up. We want you to understand that we're not against equipment or anything like that, but we also, because we just raised rates, everybody's going to see a new truck and they're going to go, what the? Mm-hmm. So on. So. Huh? So.
Is the light on?
Light's on, but it's something.
You got to speak into the mic.
I know.
You got to kiss it. Okay.
Haven't you ever noticed when you see musicians or radio hosts?
They're always like this, so that the voice has sense.
That's why people want to give him a boom mic that just goes right here so that he talks right into it all the time.
Okay, so us as a field crew, we have presented you guys in your booklets with both a trailer that we have seen fitting to work for us, as we talked about in the last meeting, about instead of getting a service truck, get a trailer. So we have gone around, we have gotten quotes on trailers, and this trailer that we presented to you guys is the only trailer we seem fitting as field crew workers that can do the job.
Structurally sound?
Yeah, it's structurally sound. It's a new trailer from Big Tex. It comes with warranties on it, and is already outfitted with cabinets, lighting, and a couple extra things that just come on the trailer. Like there's an awning, the rear gate, we're looking for a barn door style, but this is a fully fold down rear that instead of being 5/8 plywood, it's 3/4. Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be
Big Tex.
Which one?
Yes, that one.
Yeah, it says
Big
Tex right on the front one. Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So the trailer, Dave and I went down. We had a day where we had actually allocated time to go look at and get quotes on these vehicles and trailers. So with us, all the places we went to, Big Tex, because they're local, they're willing to work with us on price a little better. So they said, they gave us the price on there, which is roughly around $16,000 is what it says. They said there is room to haggle with them. So we can hopefully get some money knocked off. And then we've also provided you guys with a couple trucks that we found. Some new, some used. They both, majority of them fall under that 50,000 or well under 50,000. So we were thinking, okay, we can hit one that's at the very top, which is a brand new four-door, fully loaded truck. It's got the service bed on it. And then we went, okay, let's go from the mid-30s. And go from there. So you'll see trucks from up north that have been in service for a couple of years, and then there's also here from Diamond Hills. We talked with their sales guys, and they have a truck that's been on a lot for the last 2 years. That they're willing, even though they gave us their bottom price, we're willing to see if they are able to haggle more because the truck has sat there for 2 years. The new inventory is coming in, and it's one of the last remaining 17s that arrived on the lot back in September of 2016. So the truck needs to get off their lot. That's why I think we can pressure them into giving us a lower bottom dollar for the truck.
Okay. Okay.
Can you do everything you can do? Is the trailer a replacement for the truck? If the truck does, so the trailer is the mid-year, but does the trailer give you what the truck would give you?
So with the trailer, we do get our storage that were needed to go back and forth to the job. But then we run into the problem of once we load down the trailer with all our tools, the trailer can hold 10 forward. And the Tundras are only able to tow up to about 10,000. That's including the weight of the truck and weight of the trailer. So we really are pushing that limit on what we have.
The tow capacity,
yes.
Of the trailer, the truck is 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000, and the trailer fully loaded is 10 forward. So the tow capacity, once you come in and equate the weight of the truck, weight of the trailer, plus load it down, we do push that barrier of how much work and how much wear and tear we're going to put on those trucks.
What license do you have?
I have a Class C. Class C, you're able to tow up to 26,000 pounds. Non-commercial.
This is commercial. This is not an RV. You have to be careful about that. Why? Because you're only allowed up to 10,000 pounds. A Class C license, unless it's an RV, you can do a 25,900 or 2601 bobtail. But to tow a trailer over 10,000 pounds requires a Class A license. If it's an RV, it's classified as a non-commercial A. The reason I know this is because I have a Class A with hazards, doubles, triples, combos, and the guy right behind you can attest to that. You don't want to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, I understand those. That's what I'm saying. The trailer fully loaded goes to 10.4.
Right.
So if we, you know, if we're hitting it right there at 9,999, and we're right on that buffer zone, we don't, especially as a district, we don't need to be, since we have the sheriff's department so close, and if they see that trailer moving in and out all the time, and they see the Tundras, you know, got the back ends dropped on them, we don't need to cause that extra heartache on us.
They're not going to bother you, they don't care.
No.
But
anyway,
that's
so,
the one thing. Go ahead. Are you saying that the trailer itself requires a commercial license to drive it? If it's over 10,000
pounds.
No.
We're
not going to
take it down from the scales, right?
And it's not a bolt. No. No, but it's like, okay. Here's, that's not the point. And I'll explain is this. If I go out, if he goes out right now, has a Class C license, jumps in the truck, and puts in a fifth wheel travel trailer on it, and it weighs over 10,000 pounds, and he gets in a traffic accident, he's a negligent operator because he did not have a Class A non-commercial RV endorsement. So if he were to haul a trailer that's over 10,000 pounds without a Class A commercial, because this is a business entity, he and us would be liable for negligent operation.
What? Well, if the Tundra only can
haul 10,000.
10,000 pounds, how much weight of equipment do we need at?
Weight of equipment varies. If we have, if we're replacing line, you got multiple, like concrete line weighs more than PVC, and then you have brass and all that. But plus, if you got to bring in asphalt or concrete bags to get the job done, and once if we have like our whacker, our generator, our water pump, our compressor, the welder on, you're talking equipment that takes two people to load, so it's anywhere from 150 to 200 pounds. You start loading that down, plus you put, if we got to take valves or saddles, you know, all that weight adds up in a trailer. And the trailer drive, it's not on this estimate that we got from Big Tech's, but they sent us a revised estimate that did not make it in. This trailer drive weighs 3,400 pounds.
So you can put 6,000 pounds in this truck.
Yeah, we put 6,000 pounds in just...
But you can't put 6,000 pounds in that truck once you've got it loaded down.
See.
So, and you're not going to fit it. This is a 20-foot box or a 26?
This truck, the
23-foot
box.
No, but the box itself is 23, or is it that's a tongue and box?
That is tongue and box, it's 23 foot. All
so it's 18 foot.
Yeah, right close to 18 foot.
Do you understand what it's meant by tongue and box?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I was going to ask, because isn't that similar to what Doolittle has?
Doolittle had a fifth wheel horse trailer.
Oh. It was something similar to that.
It's just like one of my big trailer that's in my yard. It's just like my big trailer. Just they closed it. That's all.
Yeah, and that's another reason too why we provide wood trailer, and we also have a whole list of the trucks, because we can take our generator and our welder and our compressor and mount them to the truck and still operate on that 26,000. So, and also with it having the boxes on it, if we can load these trucks down with all that is needed, it also allows us to have easier transport, because sometimes you won't be able to fit a trailer everywhere we go. You have to back it in. You know, if we have a leak on Broadway, we have to take into consideration now, instead of just having a truck in the road, we have a truck and trailer. So that means our buffer zone has to increase. And if we get past a certain amount of time with that out there, we have to call out emergency traffic services to put up cones and lights and like that. So what our thought was, you know, we have the idea for the trailer that we want, plus the list of trucks, and all these trucks will be able to outfit with all our necessary tools to get on the job site. So then instead of being overall close to 40 foot on the road, we're down to 23, 24 foot with just a truck.
Could you not get more equipment to a site with the back of the Tundra and the trailer though? And you're going to have to pick out one vehicle?
The problem is you have a gross combined weight rating of the pickup truck. That once you put the trailer on it and the equalizer and pitch and stuff, you're limited to what you can run out of your truck.
But you still have more space.
Excuse me?
You still have more space.
Space, but as long as it's fluff. That's the question I'm talking about. There's a lot of issues to look at on this. You have 18 times 8 foot, that's a lot of storage space. Yeah, granted the truck has some, that looks old. I'm trying to figure out if that's a plumber truck.
Which one?
The Chevy.
The Chevy is actually, Diamond Hill sent a truck off to be outfitted. It's a base model contractor's truck. So it does have plenty of space in it. And when we were there looking at it, the back half of the truck is open and there's a full chute running down the middle, so we can lay excess pipe in there. If we got to slide the generator, compressor, loader all in there at once, there's that open chute to store everything. And they can all be fastened down. We can have Downhills put hooks and restraining straps in there for us, so everything is ready to go on the truck at all times.
The district has a welding machine?
Yes.
Are you looking to get one?
We have one.
It's like a Bobcat or a Ranger?
I couldn't tell you what it is. It's in the thing. I know we have one.
Come with the water feeder?
Yeah.
That water feeder.
Oh. But then it's not gas operated, it's electric.
No, it's not gas.
If it's wire feed, then it's either a Lincoln SP180 or something smaller than that.
I could go look.
It's something we can deal with down the road.
Pretty much.
So what are your thoughts, Mrs.
I'm looking through the different trucks here because there's a lot of different trucks here.
The problem is you're comparing apples to oranges to peaches.
I am, and I like the idea of the trailer better because if the Tundra's got more towing, some of these I'm seeing only have a tow limit of 7,200?
You're looking, those are the weights on them. Those are how much the trucks weigh themselves.
Oh, okay. That's the payload range? So what is the payload range?
So the payload range is what the truck is able to tow.
Okay.
So it gives you what your, based on the weight of the truck, what your susceptible range is to tow on it. So you don't hit that commercial rating.
So
you can stay under it.
Some of these trucks by themselves only have a payload range of 71.
Where is it? I'm trying to see where you're
looking.
Okay. Go to the Ford. Look at the Ford.
The 2017 Ford?
No, the 18. 2019 Ford. That's the one that's 50,000.
There's a lot of trucks here. Fontana?
Yeah. See where it says class 3 gross vehicle weight of 10,001 to 14,000? That's the total weight the truck can weigh. Based on it having 19.5 wheels on it, 416 cars. Well, these are got 17, so.
Yeah, it's a 17-inch tall wheel with 6.5
wheels. I have an F450 sitting in my back in my garage right now that's rated at 14,500 BBW with 40,000 total capacity.
Yeah.
This truck, when it's total weight, would end up being 14,000 pounds by the time the road would allow the tools in. But my truck, with a pickup bed on it, and a dually, just a crew cab dually, just like this, with a pickup bed, is only rated at 6,000 pounds capacity. This one, because it's a cabin chassis with an attachment, is rated more.
Yeah, and also the 18 is also a dual style, so you bring, like Rockling said, it brings up the tow capacity and what you're able to put in the truck. Because instead of having two tires in the rear, dispersing the rate, there's not four.
How are we getting the jobs we need to get to now?
Well, right
if
now,
we
the,
need to tow 10,000 pounds
over
that. And we don't have vehicles that can do that. How
right.
are we getting there?
Well, they have the tender, and they have the dump trailer, they can throw stuff in the dump trailer, and that gets to but when they have to take materials, they have to take the stuff out of the trailer.
It's lots of back and forth. It's you go, you take one trailer down there, get the drop going, then you gotta go grab the generator, and then by the time you get back, you're like, oh crap, you know, now we need the pump because you know the whole storm washed. Now you gotta go back for the pump and back the tundra, and then by that time you're like, well, you need a generator. You need to have the little generator, so you gotta throw that in there. It's just a lot of back and forth, and then you've got buckets that are full of tools, but it gets to the point where all of a sudden, the tools start going around from truck to truck. You can't keep track of everything because it's not in one centralized location. So there's a lot of guests that are like, okay, where did the 24-inch pipe wrench go? Well, I don't know. It was in this truck last week. And then you got to come back here and you go find it. We found wrenches sitting in the office that had just been brought in and out of the truck and set in the office here. Or you go back into the Connex boxes and all the tools that we thought we had in the truck are now in the Connex box. So there's a lot of...
like an operational thing.
Yeah.
But how much weight do you need to have? Like, what is
Auburn
looking at? Like, just your
play,
right?
I'm 10.
So I'm seeing
Clay's
opinion right now.
Yeah, that's one of the trucks that another, that the other field group members, that's the only
truck
that he's got.
Do you guys each have your own opinion?
Because
there's a lot of different
trucks. Well, we wanted to hit the nail on all around. So we put in the three big ones in the industry, Ford, Chevy, Dodge. We really don't care which truck, we just want to make sure that the truck that is chosen is going to be able to do the job. Each of these trucks, I mean, they're all 3/4-ton trucks or 1-ton trucks, so they'll handle the job for us. We just want to make sure that the truck that's chosen is going to be 100% ready to go and not going to make any big modifications to it. Like having to change out, like if it's got a ladder rack that doesn't extend to the front of the truck, we want it to extend to the front of the truck, or it's got different style cabinetry on it. That we change up the utility bed to a different bed that suits our company. We just kind of got a bunch of trucks that look like they'll do the job, and that's why we put them on there. The biggest one that we were looking at was that GMC on the front page from Diamond Hills. I mean, that truck is the one that we looked at it, and we made a decision like this truck will do the job for us because it does have a bigger bed on it, and is a dually, and we can put more weight on it. The one right behind the big Texan boys, the very front.
So are we just talking about buying a new truck, or are we talking about trading something in?
We were talking.
You know, I mean, we're just going to buy a new truck. We're going to have four trucks and a car. The car's just sitting there doing nothing.
So what we were discussing earlier, is the chlorine truck, which we use now, which is the 01 GMC. It has 262,000 miles on it. It has willfully served its purpose here, driving it day in, day out, which it has been doing, because we've been spending more and more time in the dirt, you know, getting ready for all of our big line stoppages and like that. We had planned. The Uber car, which is the Ford Fiesta, it's not allowed to go out there because of its size. It doesn't have the ground clearance.
Oh, yeah.
So our thing is now we're doing, okay, the Chevy GMC has reached its service life for us, So our idea was take it, trade it in on a truck, and then basically take its whole chlorine apparatus system off the back, and when our tanks and wells do require chlorine, we take the apparatus and throw it in the back of the truck, or the service truck, with the backhoe, and then we can go around, drop off our chlorine, then offload it and send it back down.
So you're talking about getting rid of the old truck?
Yeah, getting rid of the old truck.
Okay, that's a short story. That's what I wanted. Yeah.
But how much are we going to get for that old truck, though?
$50.
At least we're getting rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A couple hundred, 500 maybe.
I just want to advise the board, and don't focus the $16,000 on this quote. This is not $16,000. Oh. It can be up to $26,000 after we outfit it, because there's tools and machinery that we need to have it fitted or mounted inside the trailer.
But you have all the machinery already.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying. You've got the welder, and you've got the generator, and you've got all that stuff already.
You're told.
So
I'm just overestimating on the cost to have that trailer fitted, and also having emergency lights and directional lights to
so
warn
have them on the
traffic.
Truck.
What's that?
So you're gonna have to have those on the truck.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting the board know it's just not $16,000. Right, it can be like up to $20,000 to $25,000.
So based on that, then the truck is gonna be upwards of $45,000 or $50,000.
Well, also on that, I think other than the Silverado, the first rest is just to give the board an idea about the different prices, the high and low prices, and what's available out there. It's not that, you know, we put bids in on these, or that these are the trucks that we want to purchase.
No, I understand.
Because
if
we get authorization from the board, you know, I'll direct the staff to do whatever your instructions to me is, but I just won't want you to focus on $16,000, and then later on, I hand you guys a $20,000 bill, invoice, and you say, well, I thought it was only $16,000.
Well, if I'm looking at the big tax, it's saying that the cabinet package, the floodlights, that all this stuff is included in
it. And really what it is this is more kind of like, I'm speculating, this is similar to the toy box in a way with the cabinetry.
This actually, the trailer is in the front of the trailer where it comes to a viewpoint with the tongue. It has storage cabinets up. It has storage cabinets top and bottom in the front. But after that, it's fully open towards the back. It is a fully enclosed utility trailer. And when we looked at it, like I said, we looked at multiple trailers that day. We looked at upwards of 10 trailers, and we finally found this one at Big Tex. We're like, this will work for us. And then it got to the point where we're like, okay, we got to look at what the weight is on it, what the weight of our trucks can tow, and how much equipment are we putting in the back of these things. So this one was one that came out that hit the nail closest to the head for us, was this trailer. And when it is not nearly it is right in the middle of what we found on pricing. We found one trailer at a dealership in Redlands that was upwards of $24,000.
If we got the trailer with that suffice, would that make your guys' job easier?
We would still have to run back and forth to grab the dump trailer and the big generator. So it'd still be running back two or three times back to the yard to pick up necessary tools.
And putting an extra trailer on site, then bringing another trailer back, and then bringing the compressor out. There's three items out there that got to be towed out. There's not a whole lot of room in a lot of these areas. Where are we going to put all this? We're going to park it down the street and have a security guard watch our stuff so somebody doesn't break into it. I mean, you know, there's all different kinds of factors here that we got to put into play, from a trailer to a truck. A truck, everything's on the truck. Our truck could be sitting right there. It's outfitted, it has our material on it. We have extra bands, extra clamps. All the stuff that we need is in the truck.
Well, that's what I'm saying, why can you fit everything in a truck, but with a truck and a trailer, we have to make multiple trips?
Well, if we got the
Tundra's gonna obviously tow the trailer.
Yeah.
Because we're not gonna, if we don't get a truck.
Yeah.
So we could put so much stuff in the Tundra, but if we gotta go back and get the dump trailer, we gotta go back and get the compressor. That's three trips.
Yeah, it's three trips back and forth, and then also it's long, say if we have a main line break, it's longer time that that area of town without water, and then if it's one thing I know, it's, you know, we have to go bring multiple material, and it's if that trailer has to stay on site for extended periods of time, then it comes into a safety thing.
Well, I guess I'm still, am I the only one confused on this? I don't understand how you can get more equipment with just one truck than with a truck and a trailer.
Can I ask a question? The Ram 2500, do any of these trucks suffice for your requirements?
The 25, yeah, like I said, a 3-4 ton and a 1 and the 1 ton trucks do suffice for
this does suffice.
Okay. So which Ram? Because there are multiple Ram trucks in this
one. Page number one.
What's the dealership location on it that makes it a little easier?
The new one.
Way.
It's 30,000.
Yeah. So this truck basically, since it's so far north, we would have to pay a delivery fee for it to come down to us. And then reach it to the same cost, even though it's way up north and it's cheaper, by the time it gets shipped down here and it goes through, it's about the same price as buying a truck that's loaded.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
So essentially, my time is
going to
be really to do it, I want to say properly, to work well with everything. They've got to have a truck out of there.
How many trucks do we have? Four?
Three.
The
Tundra
needs drivers.
The other Tundra,
I'm in the
show.
The GMC.
The General Motors Corporation.
Yeah.
So one of those trucks is almost
done, right? The GMC, yeah, it's awesome. We've been noticing over the last couple of weeks, the front end on it is getting, you hit a bump and the truck sits there and kind of bounces and squeaks and shakes. And then the transmission on it too is getting the same way. It's 262,000 miles. It is a 2001, so all we've been talking with General Motors, what can we do to help along the way? Like, all you can do now is just do your maintenance, and if it goes, it goes. They can't guarantee anything anymore, and the parts are getting harder and harder to find.
Now, Maxine, somebody else?
He's going to ask any questions.
I just wondering if we got the money.
Let me remind the board, when you approved the budget, we had $50,000 of it was service and factory service charge.
Yeah, but there was a
comment
from that.
I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to justify your costs on everything. And I understand that I'm in the same boat all the time during the day. But the one thing you need to be careful about when you're making a statement about obsolescence or about the truck. I used to be an engine machinist. I've rebuilt my own transmissions. I worked as a truck mechanic, heavy equipment mechanic. I work in a steel mill. I was a crane repair technician. I have 300,000 miles on four of my cars. I have my truck in the garage right now that I'm doing the work on to save $20,000 at the dealer to do the work on. When you tell me planned obsolescence of parts on a 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck, I'm sorry, sir. But that's got a 4L60 or a 4L80 automatic transmission in it with either a Ford Warner or a Warren transfer case in it. It's got IRS front suspension with torsion bars on it. And if it's going like that, it needs shocks. Torsion bars generally either break or they're good. It's got leaf springs in the back. It's got semi-floating axles in the back with drum brakes, 3 by 14, with single piston caliper front rotors in it. I'm sorry, but be careful what you're saying and what you're asking, and make sure that don't try to blow smoke, okay? And I understand your enthusiasm, but I would like to buy a new truck. Yes, I see where you're coming from. I see where everybody's coming from, but we also have to see the usability. This truck has on it a total storage area based on, I'm just going to use the example of Chevy because it's around the corner of the dealer. It has a usable storage capacity on it of probably 60 cubic feet by looking at the pins on it, plus or minus. I may be wrong. Okay, 100 cubic feet. I see a trailer here that's 8.5 foot by 18 foot. 8 times 10 foot is 300 cubic feet. So there's a vast amount of storage, proper shelving. I watched Doolittle run for years with a horse trailer, gooseneck horse trailer, with plumbing, jackhammers, whackers, all of this stuff in there. Yes, granted, he used the district's backhoe and the district's air compressor. So, and if you're going to do welding, at this point in time, are you certified pipe fitter?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay. You're not a certified pipe fitter. So if you need certified pipe welding, you're going to call somebody else.
We're not trying to make any sort of obscene or blow smoke, Michelin. That's our thing. Was we're representing our case to the board, like was told on the last board meeting that I sat in on, and I listened to the funding for it. Our whole thing is we want to make sure that we go to a job site or we have an emergency call, but we are well outfitted and ready to go. We don't spend multiple trips back and forth having to grab tools because the Tundra can only hold so much. And the GMC is currently full of chlorine apparatus.
I understand that, but also we got to look at the fact that you have a Connex box and you have so much tools, and you have, I understand you're going to have skinner clamps in there. You're going to have anywhere from 2 to 12 inch skinner clamps, 2 or 3 of those. You're going to have miscellaneous fittings, valves, ram's horns for changing the meters out and lateral stuff. I understand that. But you have to understand where we're coming from. We have to make the most use of each dollar. We just raised the rates, and just yesterday somebody was complaining to me about that because he wanted to put a meter in. So we and here's the case. The general manager has a budget to spend on equipment. What point are we going to let the general manager quit micromanaging? One. And when is the general manager going to take more responsibility and quit passing off to us, too? Okay? So,
are we considering any motorized vehicle at all?
We're considering both ways. But these are examples of what's out there. They're not a definite purchase.
I understand. But I'm looking at three different that are from 34 to 36K. And they're Santa Fe, Springs, Palo Alto, La Mirada. They're all reasonably local. So, I mean, if we're going to consider these, let's consider these. And I understand what you're saying, General. Mm-hmm. It's going to be convoluted, particularly within our capacity, because we do have to be aware of the budget. Is this something, these three here?
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
I wasn't clear, I apologize. But other than the Silverado, the rest of these quotes are just to give the board an idea of the range of prices of trucks that are available. It doesn't mean that they'll be available if the board decides to direct me to buy a truck.
Okay.
It's just a range so you get an idea.
Yeah, see, these were gotten off a truck trailer.
Okay.
See, these are basically what they did their due diligence. I'm not faulting their due diligence. They got a representative from all over the area, different areas for us to look at. So that, because if you look at this one here, which is locally, see, I'm not totally against what you're trying to do. I want you to understand that, but just that this one is Diamond Hills right here. Okay, this one appealed to me because it's local and the price is reasonable for the truck. But it's just, when you look at the storage capacity, what you can put in this, yes, you can put it on, but these are not like a regular service bed. These are what I call plumber's boxes. Do you see what I'm talking
uh-huh.
about? And stuff. So we have to be careful, because and that rack is only rated at, if anything, 1,000 pounds. So you're not going to be calling a piece of ductile on there, a piece of 10-inch ductile iron pipe. It's still just a little too heavy for that rack. Yeah, you know, that's a lumber rack more than anything else.
Would it be cheaper to do it like Doolittle did with the horse trailer? And
no, horse trailer is. There's horses. A sticker that comes on a horse trailer. This is designed for hauling livestock only.
Yeah.
And with a horse trailer, you, like Link said, do a little, yes, he did a horse, but at the same point, he had a gooseneck hitch in his truck. A gooseneck hitch is a completely different realm of towing and brings you into a totally different towing class.
Anyway, I think that this is not a decision that's going to be made tonight. I think we're going to need to do our own little bit of homework and do some talking as a general just discussion. This is a, not a, a done deal one way or another. It's not a no, it's not a yes, to be honest with you. I understand the need for the truck, but that's my personal opinion and stuff. So,
may I remind the board though, if there is any discussion outside of this meeting, we do not want to network.
Yes, Garrett.
So. Or we can't do three.
Correct.
And you can't do chain meeting either.
No. So if, for example, if I was to talk to Maxine and say, this is my opinion,
she can't talk to anybody else.
No, because I might talk to Alan too. And if Alan talked to somebody else,
I understand that.
Just remind
you. We need to do our own due diligence and reflection and information gathering.
Well, my opinion, well, not opinion, but my
thought process.
Thought process is, we're here for the community, okay?
Yep.
Okay. We just raised the rates. We just raised their bill. And we're going to go out here and buy a new truck or trailer, and they're going to go, what the Sam hell is that water district doing?
Okay.
Period. What are you going to think about it if you weren't on the board?
Same thing. Even though I'm on the board, I think about it. When I see the truck parked down the street from my house, and I go, what are they doing over there? There's nothing over there. Oh, it's a water leak at Larry's place.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you raise the rates, and then you turn around and buy a new truck, a trailer or something. In my opinion, I don't think we should buy anything. I think we're fine.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll have a truck and car for everybody here. Well, more vehicles than people working here.
Can we maybe get some more estimates on what the ideal trailer would be? Like, in what it would be finished?
Just, well, it's a matter of what kind of lockers would be inside to hold the tools and racks for holding.
I mean, I want to get you guys the equipment that you need for the jobs, but we are a very small core community that's been all of it. But if we are trading in a truck, that could be some budget for, you know.
Yeah, that truck, I would give $1,500 for it tomorrow. That's about it.
So that would be my ideal. Can we get maybe some, what would it take to get you guys the ideal trailer? Is my idea.
But he doesn't make any mud. That does also make a valid point about the towing capacity of Toyota. That's a half ton pickup truck?
Yes,
theoretically?
It's a half ton pickup, sir.
So then what you guys need is a full ton?
Three quarters of a full ton truck. And with this, basically this size trailer that we found with looking online and talking with other companies that do run their Tundras, this is about as big as you can go because the Tundras, they are half tons. They don't, the braking system on them, it's great for the smaller trailers, but as you get towards a bigger trailer, they become questionable with it. And they don't have, and you have to upfit to a bigger class receiver hitch on the back to help with the weight ratings like that. And like Link said, you have to have the proper distribution bars for the weight on the truck. So that's another hitch that has to be bought for the truck. And then you gotta make sure that the trailer has all that's necessary, you know, wiring if we're running, we gotta make sure it's got the right breakers in it. It's one thing from going from a truck to a trailer, it's the truck can tow all the weight and we can still put things in the dump bed if we have to navigate. We can do that, you know, it'll cut down some trips. And then with the trailer, we can throw a majority of our things in, but we're still having to go back with the dump trailer and the compressor.
And I guess, with the trailer too, it doesn't have maintenance. We don't need oil changes on the trailer. We don't need tune-ups on the trailer.
We still have maintenance on the trailer. It's any other type of suspension. It's got on it. There are some things. It's an unseen.
It's less. I would say it's less. Right?
It is less, yes.
So, at this point, is the trailer a viable thing to do by itself?
No.
I believe not. That's my personal opinion.
That's what I wanted to know.
That's where we've also gone back and forth as a crew is trailer or truck. And, you know, he says no on the trailer. I said yes. And our third member is like, yes for a truck because we're able to, you know, like, we're able to throw things on there. You know, we make less trips for the trip. We make less trips. If we have the Tundra towing the compressor or have it towing the dump trailer, it can go back and forth. And then we just outfit the truck with everything we need. So it carries the brunt of the weight. But at the same time, if we have a trailer out there, it's okay. Can we throw everything in the trailer? And if we had to make room back, you know, it could just be for something small. We just have to bring the dump trailer out, it's just the dump trailer. If it's a compressor, it's just a compressor. Okay. It really depends per job.
What is the Tundra's duty?
The Tundra that we currently use right now is used in the mornings for our well checks and all our daily routines, going around with, you know, make sure the wells are sound, make sure the tanks are sound. So it does see majority of its lifetime in the dirt. And today we're using it towing the dump trailer full of gravel that we got from the pavers when they were doing the reroad, when they're doing the roads. So we've been transporting gravel up to our tanks to beautify the tanks up there. And we've noticed we can get about 2.5 bucket loads out of the backhoe in that trailer before the Tundra starts to struggle. Like going up the water past the tanks 2 and 4, you're doing about 20 miles an hour. That's about it.
You answered your question. It has its own.
Yeah, has its own set of duties.
Well, so maybe table it.
Well, that's what I'm on. I want people to do their homework and think about it. That's my personal opinion.
I agree with the chairman. We should table it. So we don't have a consensus at all.
Well, let's know. The other people, they can either agree to table it or they can put it for a motion to go one way or another.
So you're saying probably Diamond Hills or whatever they're called over there might give us more off on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we actually made contact with the UCL name. I believe his name is Zachary.
Yeah.
We actually spoke with him multiple times. Mm-hmm. And we keep asking him, like, hey, is that truck still sitting on the line? He goes, yeah, it is. And then I'll drive past on my off time from the district because my mom works in Beaumont. I live in Vance. So I drive past on Ramsey every single day, and that truck's still sitting there on the mm-hmm. line. It's still out front. It literally has a big table. It says, buy me, please. They're trying to make room.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, they're trying to make room for the new vehicles coming mm-hmm. in.
So, truck would be more feasible probably on the trailer.
Well, the one thing about the truck, okay, thinking about with the truck too, but you can also add rear of the stake bit on the side and put more boxes. Yeah. Boxes on the back end. Mm-hmm. So there is pluses and minuses to both the truck and the trailer and what somebody's willing to deal with.
You'd be surprised what you can get on a service truck like that.
Oh, I would, because I can
see. Oh, I know.
I've driven several. I've been in the business for 36 years, so I know what a one ton can handle.
Yeah. I like to encourage the board to make a decision tonight because one way or the other, because tabling it, you're just interfering with the daily operation of a district and I would say based on the operation out in the field, you're anticipating either a trailer or a truck, and management needs to have that direction from the board tonight so we can start researching and pricing either a trailer or a truck. And if it's a trailer, there's other things that needs to be done, such as getting estimates and retrofitting. And also the lights and warning lights. And I think this has been the board's trend to procrastinate. And I just like to see a decision to be made tonight, truck or trailer, and let management and the staff worry about the prices and purchasing of either or, either the truck or trailer.
Is It's 50,000 in the budget, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're talking about this one 16 or whatever. Maybe we get 1600 or 1500 from the other traders in. But you said that we have a few thousand dollars to add on. So it, this nets out to 50, but with the add-ons, it's more than 50. Is that going to kill our budget?
It's up to 50,000, but if you look at the ranges of the, if we, you just sign on the service truck,
right.
It's anywhere from 24 to 40.
Okay.
Okay, and the buffer would be to 10 to equip the truck with, right. You know, radios and lights and all that. Or with the trailer, like it's, as I said before, it can total up to 25,000.
So if we decided, let's say, oh yeah, then you would be under budget with your add-ons for the trailer and with your add-ons for the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the whole thing would be under budget. Once, because you said it's another $5,000 or $10,000 for the trailer. So what I'm saying is, if you don't purchase these specific items, you'll be under budget, and then with the add-ons, you'll still be under budget.
Correct.
And do you think that is possible?
I would like to make a comment that when we did talk about the budget, we talked about that $50,000 for the truck. I was very saying, whoa, what's up with this? And we were told that this would be addressed later on, and this is coming up, I think, when did we approve the budget? Last board
meeting? Last meeting.
Last board meeting, and now it's coming up again. I'd like a point of privilege.
She wants to go back. Oh, I know. She wants to go out and suck out her thing so she can fall down. She's out.
So
we'll go ahead, we'll take a 5 minute point of progress. We'll be back here at
literally 5 minutes.
It's 8:46.
Oh.